Hello guys, it's Derek Fulmer back again on anchor.fm. It's been a while. I've been looking at a bit of the blockchain story, and there's just a lot to do, and there's just a lot to learn about the blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and a lot. But one thing for sure is that this is a revolutionary technology which has applications in everything we do. And the main thing about this is that it is bringing the trust protocol into life. Okay, so in the past, we had to build institutions, and these institutions, like banks, like governments, those are the institutions that we relied upon in order to trust each other. Okay, but we no longer have to use those platforms, because now we have a technology which is able to guarantee trust where there is lack of trust. So where we don't trust someone is where we can easily use that technology, because there is no fear of mistrusting anyone. In fact, the only thing that we need to watch out for is being ignorant of the technology, and therefore falling prey to those people who are taking advantage of those of the people who are ignorant. So if you are ignorant about the technology, you can easily be fooled into accepting or surrendering the very security which has been designed to protect you. So it's easy for people to come up with pyramid schemes in which in those schemes they are basically asking you to surrender the very security that has been built. Okay, so that's what happens most of the time. If you hear stories of Bitcoin being there being a Bitcoin scam, that's because there are people who know more about Bitcoin, and then they go around and they come up with ideas in which they can ask people to join the Bitcoin network, and then they get to use your login details, because you are forced to surrender them in order to take part in that scheme. Okay, so that's what you just need to watch out for. But in terms of the technology itself and its applications, there's just a lot. It's everywhere. So if you want to get involved, you can get involved in your own field. For example, as an educator, there are applications in education where the blockchain can be used. And there are already applications like what they used to call the education coin, which is now the AC3 coin. And this AC3 coin is able to facilitate payments between educators and the learners. And so there's a blockchain there which facilitates the remuneration, or it facilitates that when you put out resources, you and anyone accesses them and uses them, then that person is able to pay you for using your resources. Okay, so there's a lot. There's applications in healthcare. There are applications just about everything. Okay, so whatever you're doing, just try to find out what is happening in your industry in terms of the blockchain space, and you'll be surprised that there are tokens which have already come up, which have already been some people have already made them. And you are able to use them, or you're able to start up your own. Okay, guys, so this is just a short anchor wave to say I am back, and I'll be posting a lot more now because I've got a bit more information about the blockchain.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.